Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Kirk Cousins, take a seat. Michael Penix Jr., you're up. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. And Perloff, listen, football-wise, totally defensible move by the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, Cousins is not playing well at all. They clearly don't trust him. Maybe his lower body is just shot because the Achilles is, you know, still recovering. But it just, this move just shines a light back onto when the Falcons first did this, which was sign Kirk Cousins to this bloated contract where he has a no trade clause, a massive dead cap hit, and then a month later decide to draft Michael Penix Jr. with a top 10 pick.
Okay, but, and I have no idea what your answer is. Do you remember when they signed Kirk Cousins, did you know it was a mistake then?
We talked about it. I didn't think that Kirk Cousins coming off an Achilles was a smart move because Kirk Cousins wasn't a very mobile quarterback when has two healthy Achilles. You know, Aaron Rodgers at least was able to move around a lot in his career. This was like one of the brilliant things that Rodgers was able to do. Kirk Cousins was never a physical, mobile, anything close to that QB. So to have an Achilles at 36 was particularly devastating, and we're seeing the effects now.
Well, I think like everyone thought Kirk Cousins was the right quarterback for this team because they'd been drafting all those wide receivers and tight ends and running backs. They needed a point guard. They don't want their running back running like Lamar Jackson, because if you draft that much, you want to take advantage of those guys. And who's a better distributor than Kirk Cousins? That's what he does. He throws an incredibly catchable ball. And I think they thought, like, okay, he's the guy to get the most out of Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and Bijan Robinson. And that, I mean, there's logic to it. I guess we didn't understand how bad the Achilles was actually going to be. But that being said, too, there's also this whole Atlanta Falcons thing about it. They just feel a little doomed.
Well, maybe. The other part about that, okay, you want to go with the logic of Kirk Cousins was the right guy to be the point guard for this team. Well, then a month later, you totally reverse course and decided, no, in fact, we are actually going to fall in love with a quarterback, and this is actually going to be more of a rebuild, and this is going to be a young team, and they're all going to grow together. It's like it didn't even take 5 weeks until you completely pivoted your strategy.
They didn't pivot because they looked at the Chiefs taking Patrick Mahomes, saying we're a playoff team, but we think, you know, after a year or two, Alex Smith will step aside for Mahomes. They looked at Jordan Love and Green Bay, and those were not rebuilds. Those were just investing in the future of quarterback.
Right, but they really gave Kirk Cousins, like, they did not give themselves a lot of wiggle room here with the type of contract that they gave him. Because now, if they cut him after this year, and Kirk Cousins is not going to play again unless something happens to Penix, like, this is it. They're pivoting totally towards Penix. Then you have a $63 million dead cap hit. I don't think the Chiefs had that with Alex Smith. And you have, you have a no trade clause that you gave to Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. So you can't even say, hey, say by some miracle, some team actually does want to offload Kirk Cousins for you and take him on. If he doesn't want to go there, he's not going there.
Right.
You've just made the degree of difficulty on this so hard for yourself.
Well, there's also a big dead cap hit if they trade him. So it's only like 10% less if they trade him. But it's not a Russell Wilson type cap hit. So if they trade him, cut him after June 1st, it's four, and they want to do it over 2 years, $40 million next year, dead money, and $25 million in 2026. $25 million dead money, that's nothing.
But that, 40's not.
40's not. It's not the end of the world.
But you also could take $63 million cap hit or whatever that ends up being in 1 year just to take the medicine all in one season.
Well, it was a risk they were willing to take. They're like, we need to make the playoffs. Like, we cannot wait any longer. Like, we've
been losing
to the Bucks too much.
But now you're asking a rookie quarterback to take you to the playoffs? That doesn't seem fair to Penix.
Well, that's the nature of a risk. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Yeah, I mean, they are trying to thread this needle. It didn't work out, but now I bet you there are people in Atlanta like, thank God we drafted Penix. Because did you see Kirk Cousins the last few weeks? So I don't know. I think this is kind of exciting. I mean, listen, I was the idiot who thought Johnny Manziel was going to come in Cleveland and rip it up in week 14, and he was terrible. So you never know. But I just think that this is kind of exciting. Yeah, and thank God you have an easy job week one for Michael Penix against the New York Giants.
Well, the Giants are clearly tanking, and this is a very important game for the Giants aspect of it, because if they somehow win this game, and Manny, I know you're tracking this like as closely as all the drones flying over New Jersey. If you somehow win this game, I think you fall out of the top five. So you're talking about, you know, threading a needle here. Giants need a quarterback. You must keep losing. Now here come the Falcons, throw you a curveball of putting a rookie quarterback in. That's always an adventure. Now the game's in Atlanta, so I guess the home field helps. I don't know.
Well, they had Kirk Cousins throw 17 times last week, and they beat the Raiders. So I don't know what difference Michael Penix makes.
I really don't like the fact that it's dropped a point and a half, a point. I mean, the money's going towards the Giants. Can't see why, but I mean, I guess that's what you get when you go up against a rookie quarterback against a team that's not that good.
I mean, the dude's making his season debut when you've got three games left to go and you're still in a playoff race. I think it begs the question, why didn't you do this earlier? I mean, Kirk Cousins has been bad. He lost four games in a row where he threw a million picks.
But are you guys really going to take what Michael Penix does on Sunday as a real barometer as to what is going to happen over the last two games? It's the Giants. Bergen Catholic can beat the Giants. That's a local high school.
The local reference of Brian Cushing went there, if you remember him.
Well, I think it might be a moot point because the Bucks have three games left, and if they win out, then they win the division anyway, so it might not even matter.
But then it's like, what was all this? We got to make the playoffs this year. It's so urgent. And by the way, you beat the Bucks twice. They actually have the tiebreakers over them.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, it might not matter if it's Penix or Cousins. Like, it might be too late. And again, like, you're looking back at past decisions. There's nothing you can do about that now. Yeah, mistakes were made. But in 3 years, if Michael Penix is a Pro Bowler, it'll all work out just fine. Honestly, like, we'll never even remember all this. We'll be like, oh, yeah, remember they had Cousins? Like, yeah, what?
He'll be playing flag football, Michael Penix, in the Pro Bowl All-Star game.
Yeah, that's right. That Perloff won't watch. 855-212-4227. So that's the big news. I'll agree with Perloff on one point. This game did get more watchable, so thank you for that. But to be honest, I'm not hurting for games to watch this weekend because I've got the college football playoff, which kicks off on Friday, where you have Indiana going to South Bend to play Notre Dame. And then on Saturday, the three other first round games.
Which you won't watch.
Well, it's not that I'm not going to watch it, Manny. I just have a conflict right now of a holiday party that's really getting in the way. And I'm not sure still what to do about it because you guys have been terrible. I've been asking you to give me a good lie to get out of this party that doesn't involve someone getting sick, because I think that's bad karma, and you guys have nothing for me.
Well, I think it's a man-woman issue. Like, we just could care less. We'll just say anything and just rip that Band-Aid and move on. It seemed like your friend is actually going to follow up on your excuse. That's insane.
If I say I'm sick, this is a good friend of mine from college. She'd be like, are you okay? Is everything all right? Yeah, she cares about me. I care about her, and I don't want to hurt her feelings by not going to her party because I got to watch college football.
If my friends called me and said, I'm sick, I can't come to this thing, the odds of me following up on that are 0%. Like, hey, hey, Billy, how's your cough? Like, I don't care.
I don't like saying, and someone's sick. I don't think that's a good lie to tell, because you're basically kind of putting it out in the universe. Is this person going to get sick now? Yeah. It's this time of the year. I don't want to even bring that in.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't believe in that, guys?
No, I mean, I don't even need to say someone's sick. I'm just saying, hey, I'm not going, or I can't go.
I literally told you. Just say, hey, I'm run down. You know, it's been a lot going on.
I've seen a night.
I think that's the worst of it. All the excuses have been thrown out to say I'm run down because I wake up too early for work.
Worse than my abducted by aliens one?
That's better. can't say I'm too tired.
Why? That's literally, I do it all the time.
I think it's hard to tell for one woman to tell another woman who also has this high-powered job. She's a big TV executive, and she's got three kids. I can't be like, I'm run down. She'd be like, my whole life I'm run down. this is not an excuse women can give to other women.
It feels a little Gen X, older millennial versus younger millennial thing. Because I cannot imagine a younger millennial being like, what do you mean you're run down? We'd all be like, oh, yeah, we understand. We had no money, no health care, no anything. It's awful. I get it. You're run down. You're overworked. That's our language. We understand very easily. I think that's the issue.
Totally. Yeah.
Right, so this is not a gender gap. It's an age gap.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going to work 20 hours. Promote me. That's a millennials jam, right?
Come on.
Isn't that your generation?
No. We're not talking about millennials. Millennials, that's me.
No, he said
older millennial versus younger millennial.
Got it.
Yeah. You got a little, Gen X baby in you were. But generally, I need a mental health day. That's sort of invented by your generation, right?
Right. See, all the snarkiness you hear from Perloff is exactly, I figured out the issue. That's the issue. Because I told any of my friends this, they would be like, oh, yeah, we understand.
You would actually say to another guy, I need a mental health day?
I don't know if I say mental health day, but I say, hey, I'm a little run down. Work's been a lot.
I'm going to go to the spa and get a massage.
Sounds like a great night. I'm doing that on Sunday. Straight up, that's Andrea's birthday present.
You know what, EJ? I think you're right about this. There is something about me as an older millennial born in the early 80s that it's a work till you die.
Yep.
You can never say no. Never tell anybody no. Don't disappoint people. And I'm going to show up at this party with a smile plastered on my face, wishing I was watching college football.
Wait. Yeah,
nobody in their early, mid-30s is doing that. They say, oh, I'm a little tired. I'm staying home watching Netflix. Or, for in your case, watching college football.
Man, it's just not an excuse. Meanwhile, we have a poll up for you. What is the most effective way to lie? Is it to be vague or to include more details? Being vague is leading 70%.
Oh, yeah.
That is Pearl 100% right about. That is facts.
The more actual details you give, the more likely you are to be caught in the lie. And then it's super awkward. I told you the other day, you threw out a Curb Your Enthusiasm situation for no reason. You're like,
you make it seem like I lie all the time now. I can understand how this is coming off that way. But I think that if you're going to lie, you also have to include like one detail to make it appear very real.
Oh, so wrong. so wrong.
Okay, great debate today. Let's switch topics. Great debate today. The greatest college football play of all time.
By the way, when I say you lie, not like real lies. I mean like little white lies about getting out of Christmas parties, that kind of thing.
That kind of stuff, yeah. Not, you're not the father. Those are not the kind of lies that we're telling.
Oh, wow.
I knew this whole thing was off when you started saying I RSVP'd. I'm like, who the hell cares about that?
You got to RSVP.
No, I know. I'm saying the fact that you're holding to that is just like, again, my generation's like, what? You RSVP?
Also, no man has ever RSVP'd to anything in the history of the world.
Like, that's true, too. I just show up places.
This is what drives women nuts, because we're trying to get a bit of a head count. Mm-hmm. How many people do you have to feed and drink? Yeah, how much people are going to drink? All right. It's a gender gap and it's an age gap. I got two things working against me.
You can do it, Maggie.
What?
Honestly, at this point,
lie or show up?
You can get out of this.
No, at this point, just go to the damn party. That's like, please.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to be at the party. Charles is in Maine. He's got a nominee for the greatest college football play of all time. Hey, Charles.
Good morning. Thank you. Please indulge me for 1 second here. This discussion of getting out of events that you don't want to attend, let me offer some advice here. Never lie about anyone's health unless it's actually true, which would make it not a lie, I guess. And never use the vague family matter or family issues come up. I have 3 20-something children, and every time I've tried that one, something has come up afterwards. It's bad karma.
Charles, I'm with you. See, I won't do the, oh, it's a personal matter or somebody's not feeling well. Yeah. I think that's bad juju.
On the other hand, if you're Perloff and you say, I need a mental health day, you should be immediately ejected from every fantasy football
league. Aww.
That's, yeah.
We're getting better about that.
Yeah, I called on the greatest college play. You guys took all the good ones already. But I was inspired, well, yeah. I was inspired by Maggie saying that she wasn't alive or hadn't been born yet when the band on the field play happened. So I came up with Billy Cannon in 1959. I wasn't alive then. But Billy Cannon for LSU returning a punt against Ole Miss on Halloween night in 1959. And apparently the roar of the crowd was so loud that the geology department at LSU recorded it as an earthquake over the weekend.
Okay, well, Charles, the intrepid producers of this show have found this audio.
Ole Miss, he stands on his own 28. He gets a pass from center. He boots it and gets another nice kick away going way downfield. Billy Cannon watches it bounce. He takes it on his own 11. He comes back upfield at the 15, stumbles momentarily. He's at the 20, running hard at the 25, gets away from one man for 30. Still runs the 25. Some 89 yards for a touchdown. Listen to the cheer for Billy Cannon as he comes off the field. Great All-American.
Wow.
Listen to the cheer for Billy Cannon as he comes off the field.
Oh, he's running down the field, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, you amazing. Can't even hear the announcer at the end of that. I think they made that movie with Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, Everybody's All-American. I love that movie.
All-American, yeah. He had some problems later in his life, but yeah, great movie.
Timothy Hutton is his friend.
Charles, thank you so much for making it. It's funny, I didn't know that there was another earthquake, like Beastquake, that's always the famous one, the Marshawn Lynch, when he scored and it like registered on the Richter scale.
I don't want to be wrong, but I feel like this is something to do with the beginnings of Death Valley being because of this play or the noise. Because it's also some places spelled Death Valley, as in you can't hear anything. And when he said that, I was like, oh, maybe that's where that started. Because it's LSU, obviously, versus Ole Miss. That, I mean, he's right. I mean, when I was cutting this, I'm like, you can't even hear the announcer. This is crazy.
Unreal call. Keep them coming, guys. The greatest college football play of all time coming up. We've got to get to, I'm telling you, I never thought I would be able to be shocked by anything Jerry Jones says anymore. I thought I was in a post-Jerry world. And then he said something yesterday, Perloff. I mean, I can't believe he admitted this on radio. We'll get to that next.
All right, Maggie, it's time to go to work. There is so much sports going on, and the best way to enjoy it is with Prize Picks. Best place to get real money action while watching your favorite sports. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars in award winnings. It's made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. It's so simple to use. You pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 1,000 times your money.
Did you know that Prize Picks now available in California and Texas? You got to download the app. It's so easy to use, and all throughout December, a.k.a. Pixmas season, Prize Picks is giving away $30+ million and two free picks for you in this month of December. Perloff, did you know that today is the Boca Raton Bowl and also the Art of Sport LA Bowl?
Actually, I did know that because I was on Prize Picks first thing this morning and I'm going all in on the UNLV quarterback.
Haj Malik Williams, more than 178.5 passing yards. You can put that together with George Pettaway from James Madison.
No.
Maybe fewer than 63.5 rush yards. Any combination you want is there for you on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP. Get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code MNP on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Mand P.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. So we're debating today on the great debate, the greatest college play of all time. I think a big part of this, and with all things like this, is the coolest nickname, especially if it rhymes. That's why I don't think it's the greatest play by any means, But Bush Push was really awesome because of the nickname. And I think you have an advantage with Kick Six. Now, I had the band is on the field slash the play. I don't know why it's called the play. That's a little vague. It could be many things. But Kick Six is pretty good. But Bush Push, I think, is the, one of the best nicknames. The play itself, eh, whatever.
Well, now we got the... Well, not really the brotherly shove, but kind of like a similar type of thing.
Yeah, now it's like every fourth down for the Eagles. But remember, that was super controversial at the time. I mean, curious, like more modern ones. You know, I think we could use a real classic college football moment. We haven't had one in a little while.
Well, hopefully this college football playoff, which again kicks off on Friday night, gives us something memorable. Let's get to the Cowboys. Unmistakable Cowboy quickie music here on the Maggie and Perloff show. I didn't even think we were going to be doing Cowboy quickies or anything from Jerry Jones's radio appearances anymore because, you know, the Cowboy season is whatever. But then yesterday, Jerry came through. He's on The Fan in Dallas, and I don't know how they got into this conversation, but they started talking about delicacies that Jerry used to eat as a young boy.
I've eaten a lot of raccoons. Yes. The answer is yes. And I've eaten it hunting. I've actually had it served by my mom at the table away from hunting. Mm. And I have eaten raccoon. And yes, it's not uncommon at all.
Not uncommon at all to eat raccoon.
That doesn't shock me.
It doesn't shock you that Jerry Jones grew up eating raccoons?
Well, I know because I watch all the survival shows. Like, squirrel is very popular around the country.
Well, we've got a little of Jerry eating squirrel as well.
One of my favorites is squirrel. And it's wonderful. And my mother could do a great job of it. And we all had our favorite pieces. And my dad and sister, I have one sibling, a sister. And they would fight over, not fight, but my mom and I, they were just my sister and I as far as siblings. My mom and I wouldn't even ask for the brain and a squirrel.
Oh, man.
Oh. And delicious, seriously.
Gonna have to take your word for it, Jer. Not gonna try that. Squirrel brain.
Flan or squirrel?
I would bathe in flan. Before I would even, I don't even want to be in the same room as a squirrel brain.
Well, recently I saw a video of Xavier Leggett and the wide receiver for the Panthers saying that for Thanksgiving this year, he actually hunted and skinned and ate some raccoon as well. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess it's our northern brains just can't wrap our minds around it.
I assume that's where the question to Jerry came
that's
from, right?
Exactly.
Because it was Xavier Leggett. Like, yeah. Because Amara St. Brown was like, did you see his face when he found out that Xavier Leggett ate raccoon? So it's not just our northern, I mean, he's from L.A., but generally, like, yeah, I think there's a different, you know, in England, they eat, like, brains all the time, right? What's that called?
Like, you're kidding me. How would you think I would know this?
Like, it's a popular dish to eat the organs. It's called, like, meat pudding or something weird.
Sweetbreads. Yeah. I don't know if that included the meat brain, pudding? Though. I thought that was
maybe not the brains,
organs.
But... Yeah, okay. But brain, if you ever watch an animal out in the nature, they eat the brain because there's more like protein and fat in there.
Yeah, but we're not out in nature like that.
I don't know, Maggie. It sounds crunchy. Should be right up your alley.
It's definitely not crunchy. Brain matter. I'm not
you
eating cook the skull.
It up. You cook it up, might be a little crunch in there.
So, protein. Forgive me about this because this is not, maybe you're right, maybe this is a North-South thing, but I feel like I have a lot of friends in the South and I don't remember hearing them saying they eat raccoon or squirrel brain. But anyway.
The brain, I don't know about. I would eat all these foods at any kind of food challenge. I mean, what's the difference? Like, you're eating, like, the intestine of a... pig. I mean, they're all gross if you actually stop and think about what you're eating.
Yeah, but some animals are kind of bred for being eaten. Like, a raccoon is going to be gamey and
yeah, I mean, that's
tough,
true.
You know? Like, there's meat on
a squirrel is like
bone.
A little, yeah.
Ugh.
I don't know, but squirrels definitely, a lot of people eat that. If you watch any hunting show, they'll just kill like 8 squirrels and skin them all, like, on the spot.
Yeah.
Christmas vacation.
Up.
Where's Eddie? Usually eats these goddamn things.
Yeah, it's like, not lately. Heard there are squirrels high in cholesterol.
Maggie, can I interest you in some tripe?
I know what that is, Manny. That's the intestine lining of a stomach's cow, a cow's stomach.
That's right. Can I interest you in some of that? Because Latin Americans, we eat that very often.
How about beef tongue?
I love tacos de lengua.
Yeah.
I love cow tongue tacos. Oh, so good.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I'm getting by just fine on all the normal stuff we have, like chicken wings and, you know, steak.
You're pretty bougie here, Meg.
Not ice cream diet.
I'm pretty bougie because I'm eating chicken wings.
Instead of squirrels.
All right. Well, there's your cowboy quickie. Jerry ate raccoon. I just looked it up, too, and I don't know if this is true, so forgive me of my ignorance here. I don't know if this was born out of necessity, right? Like, if you grow up maybe poor, do you have to, and you're hunting your own food? But I'm looking Jerry Jones up, and I don't think he grew up poor. His parents had a grocery store. I think his dad was an insurance salesman. I don't think he grew up in poverty where he would need to, for survival, shoot a raccoon and eat it. Xavier Leggett certainly doesn't have to. He was a first-round pick. They should be sipping champagne.
I feel like it's a country thing.
Yeah, but where did he come from before?
Well, South Carolina. Deep South Carolina. I get it.
Listen to Xavier talk for 5 minutes.
I know.
Yeah. Listen, maybe you like what you like.
5 seconds.
Yeah.
They used to fight over the brains.
I have zero appetite right now, which is good because I could stand to miss a meal.
You're fine. I get being an adventurous eater, but I think I'd have to stop short at the brains.
I mean, we're talking about squirrels and raccoons. Let's go to some other countries, and I spent some time in Vietnam. I mean,
what are they there?
Who the heck knows?
Scorpion.
I mean, there's a lot of, you go to a restaurant and like people warn you that you might be eating dog when they say it's chicken, that kind of thing. I don't know if it's true, but it's not. I mean, what's the difference? I feel like we're being like, if you ever just pull back, just because we love our dogs doesn't mean they're not food somewhere else or horses.
That's fine. I remember it was a major scandal when a company, was IKEA, I think, was selling Swedish meatballs and they found out there was horse meat in it.
Yeah,
it was a scandal and people said, well, you're probably actually eating quite a bit of horse meat.
Yeah. Probably.
See, that's a little different, though. You can't advertise, hey, it's one thing, and then, oh, by the way, there's this in it. That's just like pulling the wool over someone's
head. Do you guys ever go to the IKEA cafeteria, by the way? You ever wondered why this plate of meatballs and mashed potatoes is $1.99?
No, they do something very smart, though, because IKEA is a trap, right? You can't get out of there. Right. It's like a casino. They're just pumping oxygen just so you just keep buying bunk beds or whatever. But at the very end, they have the cinnamon rolls that are cooking at the checkout.
Mm.
Good luck trying to.
Well, I was just in IKEA this weekend, and we walked away with about 100 cookies that we did not need. But basically, when it was cold out and I couldn't take the kids to play in the park, we'd go to IKEA and pretend that we lived in all those little bedrooms. And my daughters would make up these fake lives they had in different rooms. It was awesome.
Wow.
I'm a huge IKEA fan.
It's a nice free activity.
Yeah. No, totally. We weren't alone. There were lots of parents with kids running around IKEA pretending.
stuff.
It's like a free amusement park. No.
Tell your friend that you're busy on Saturday because your kid is having too much fun at IKEA. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah. Can't get pulled away. I'm sure the people at IKEA working are like, oh, here come these people playing pretend again.
Yeah.
Squatters.
Pretend to buy something.
IKEA.
Are you kidding me? If you need an IKEA salesperson, you're more likely to find Sasquatch. In the Brooklyn one, like the odds of finding anyone to help you are slim.
Yeah.
And then just like when the kids wear out and you need to get out of there, that's when the real trouble begins. Because you're like, wait, isn't the exit this way or that way or this way? And no.
And then all of a sudden you've got 10 shelving units that you didn't even plan on buying.
Let's go buy some horse meat meatballs and call an afternoon.
Happened to Google while we were discussing this, the 50 weirdest foods from around the world.
Yeah, you were visibly distraught.
Just two in the top five alone. I mean, just number one, chicken's feet.
I think that's in this country. It says East Asia,
Caribbean, South America, and South Africa.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure maybe you can find it here in the States, but I guess that's where
chewy.
It does say made mostly of skin, making it a little gelatinous in texture, but the bones get on the nerves after a while. And then the other one and the picture is tuna eyeballs in Japan. And they are legit eyeballs. I'm looking right at them here.
They're looking right back at you, Steve-O?
Yeah. Sounds nasty. Apparently, it's rather tame, tasting similar to squid or octopus.
Oh. That's a tough texture, I imagine, eating an eyeball.
Tuna have big eyes, too.
God. That's a bad one. All right. I need to click out of this before I... get sick here in the studio.
How about some headlines?
All right. Sponsored by Mint Mobile. Switch and get half off unlimited premium wireless at mintmobile.com/score. We did quite a bit on the NBA Cup Final. I did it again. Sorry, Manny. My fault. That's what happens when you parachute in and out of here once in a blue moon. The Bucks did beat the Thunder last night in Las Vegas. 97-81 capped a 17-2 run. Open up the third quarter, take control of the game. You had the triple-double for Giannis. 26 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists. Damian Lillard, 23 points. And the NBA regular season now will resume tomorrow night. To the NFL, not one, not two, but three, at least three quarterback changes coming in Week 16. Most notably, Kirk Cousins to the bench for the Falcons to be replaced by rookie Michael Penix Jr. when 7-7 Atlanta hosts the lowly Giants coming up on Sunday. One more time, here was head coach Raheem Morris with the media before there was an official announcement about the quarterback change, and he was asked if there were any potential negatives to turning to a rookie in Penix at this stage of the season.
You could never say it is a downfall to turning it over to somebody that you put a lot of investment into, somebody that you brought in here, somebody that you've done some things with, somebody that's done nothing but the right thing since they've been here. So I never want to pit this thing versus Penix and why you don't want to do something like that.
Now, I don't know if the NFL knew this change was coming or if this was a coincidence, but you did get the flex for the Week 17 game. Falcons-Commanders goes to Sunday night, replacing, I think, Dolphins-Browns. So I don't know if they were, hey, Kirk Cousins returns to D.C., but now he'll do so likely on the bench, and you'll have Penix Jr. likely starting that game for Atlanta.
If Jameis Winston had not been benched, I mean, you got to go Jameis in primetime over everybody.
I know
there's playoff implications for Falcons Commanders, but Jameis throwing three pick sixes as a legit possibility.
And five touchdowns.
But the last couple games, though, Jameis, did you see the Chiefs game? Like, he couldn't. He didn't get the 500 yards. Yeah. Like, that seems that somebody figured him out already.
And everyone was like, oh, this is the week. The Browns are going to catch the Chiefs. You know, they're barely winning some of these games. And that was like one of the upset picks, and that didn't go so well.
Nick Chubb had a hard, I mean, I know he got hurt, but he had a real tough game. He had a fumble, and he made some huge mistakes.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, that's for sure. So
that team is a mess, by the way.
The Browns.
Hot take.
Well, they need a quarterback, too. Let's not forget that. I mean, Deshaun Watson is injured and ineffective.
Yeah, and I don't know where they're going to get one. And their cap's all screwed up because of Watson, so that's a tough spot.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson is expected to start Sunday against the Bengals. Will Levis reportedly headed to the bench as well for the Titans, so Mason Rudolph will be their likely starter Sunday against the Colts. As for Patrick Mahomes and his sprained ankle, he was listed as a full participant in Tuesday's practice ahead of this Saturday game against the Texans. Andy Reid offered some deep thoughts on his quarterback's availability.
Yeah, listen, if he can go, he'll go. If he can't, then he can't.
There you go. I mean, that about covers it.
All right, let's go get a snack, everybody.
Very good. So
Nuggies on us.
Yeah. Mahomes or Wentz Saturday against the Texans. Now, we know the Lions are dealing with a ton of injuries. You guys played Dan Campbell on the ticket in Detroit, all fired up yesterday about where they go from here and dealing with the rash of injuries on defense. Aiden Hutchinson, who we did hear when he first got hurt, promised he would be back if they made it to the Super Bowl. So he provided the latest on his condition and his progress when he joined the Squeeze podcast. This came out late yesterday morning.
I keep telling all the boys when I see him in the facility, I'm like, you guys just got to get there, and I promise you I'm going to be back. You know, and I tell people that. My mom was like, I remember we were talking yesterday, and she's like, but Aiden, like what if you don't get back? Like what if you can't? And I was like, there's no other way.
No other way. So
I was like, and he was like, and I was like, and she was like, and I was like.
Very mid-20-ish male answer there on the podcast.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, bro.
Like, come on, man.
And then my mom was like, and I was like.
Yeah.
Aiden Hutchinson has a funny commercial. You guys seen that one where the.
He's doing ballet.
He's doing ballet, but they never announced it's Aiden Hutchinson, so I don't think the average fan has any idea who that guy is, right?
I thought that was Christian McCaffrey at first glance.
Like, no one says, at the very end, he says, thanks, Aiden. I was like, does America know what Aiden Hutchinson looks like without his helmet off? I didn't think so.
Especially those who don't live in the Midwest. Yeah, probably not.
It's admirable for him, though, and I get it to leave the carrot out there. But even if he did come back, how many snaps is he playing in the Super Bowl? Is this a Willis Reed moment?
Maybe just his mere presence, Maggie. Will
oh, I don't know. You saw Drake Greenlaw came back, and he looked like a house on fire for about 9 minutes.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Yeah, I know. But
Devontae Campbell's like, no, hell no, I'm not going to that game.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes NFL guys come back, and they look like they're shot out of a cannon. Like Puka Nacua, remember? He wasn't supposed to come back. Then all of a sudden he came back, and he was on fire.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, it might be something going on.
Yeah. Do you think Aiden Hutchinson's one of these guys that calls his mom bruh? Like, doesn't that fit with that soundbite we just heard?
As a parent of a young boy, I am fully ready when he gets older to be called bro.
Bruh.
Mm. Yeah, I call my mom bro a couple of times.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even bro anymore, though. It's bruh. B-R-U-H.
Come Definitely on, a two Americas thing here.
No. No bra, ma?
Come on, bro.
Call my mom bro? Okay.
You're too old now.
Bro.
If I was 20 and you called my mom bro, I don't want to know what would happen. Kidding me?
No, I'm with you, EJ. But it does seem to be something that is kind of slithered into the teenage boy culture now with their parents.
Did anyone call their parents by their first names?
My fiancé, she does it.
Yeah.
And Karloff said that they're psychopaths.
I said that?
Yes.
I said that? Wait, what?
They're psychopaths or she's a psychopath? Like, which one is crazy?
Oh, the whole Lynch clan. Oh, okay. Shout out to the Lynches.
That's weird. Did I say that on air or off air?
Oh, you said it on air.
Okay.
Someone might owe somebody an apology.
Oh, my God.
I don't apologize. I stand by that take.
And here's Andrea. It's like an episode of Jerry Springer.
No, I mean... deep inside, she knows it's crazy. What are their names?
Carolyn and Andre. It's always hard for me.
She yells, Carolyn, have you seen my socks?
Yes.
Not mom?
No, that sounds like something I heard last week when Carolyn was over.
Yeah,
seriously.
That's literally could have.
Those words could have been said in my apartment a couple days ago.
Yeah, it's interesting. I know this exists, but I've never done it.
I've done it in a joking way or, you know, just to kind of get their attention if they're not listening or something. But to regularly do it,
I don't think she's the first person I've met to that. I know other people who do that.
It happens.
And they're all psychopaths.
But I feel like by generally, like, you're trying to treat your kid like they're equals or like they're adults when they're 9 or something. That's what seems weird about it. Not in your case.
I mean, I wouldn't do it.
I mean, obviously.
I'm going to call you mom. It's like, it's Mrs. Gray to you. What am I going to say?
The list of things that is mentally off with your fiance engaged to you is number one, obviously. Well, you laid that out there for me. No. You're a catch.
Fast forward 3 weeks. I said that? Wait, what?
Perloff will not remember any of this conversation.
Tomorrow, maybe.
You remember Boogie Flan from an hour ago?
You guys keep saying... Every time Boogie Flan's name came up, like, who is this person?
Amazing. Amazing.
I mean,
check
I can't.
The tape.
What does he have to do with me?
I don't know. I'm not here enough
you
to know.
Them.
We'll find the tape. We're doing the top 5 moments of the Maggie
like
and Perloff
Malachi
show.
Malachi Flynn. Are you guys sure that's not who you're talking about?
We're doing top 5 moments of 2024 from the Maggie and Perloff show on Friday. And I think maybe we have a new also receiving votes.
Now, which quarterback did you like from this morning? Was it Sam Howell or Sam Hartman? Which one?
That is, listen, there is no crime in getting Sam Howell and Sam Hartman confused. We're talking
to women
both
there is.
Sam Howell. You ever been around Sam Howell?
No.
Have you?
Yeah.
Hunk. Sounds like it.
Hunk. Sam Howell has to fight women off.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good problem.
I mean,
to have.
By the way, any NFL quarterback. Yeah, I understand Sam Hartman's hair, but they're also like.
You ever seen Mike
Did you ever
Glennon?
See when Sam Hartman played Sam Howell?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's
Come
true.
On, man.
I didn't think you were going to name names.
That's one that just popped right in there.
Did they play against each other? And it was like, oh yeah, 59-53. That was Hartman versus Howell was one of the great college games of all time.
Good thing our great debate today is the greatest college play of all time, which you are still welcome to weigh in and tell us 855-212-4227. See you later.
Mike Vick,
yeah.
Norfolk State.
How about it?
And Cody Bellinger is the new Yankee center fielder. There you go.
Two big stories. Michael Vick taking over a college football team is pretty amazing.
How do you pronounce it, by the way?
What?
Is it Norfolk or Norfolk? How are we saying that?
Norfolk.
I think it's Norfolk.
Depending on where we live?
Yeah.
Norfolk. But you're kind of, you're almost cursing on the back end there. It's a little delicate.
Easy on terrestrial radio.
Yeah.
I'm not from around there, so I'd probably sound like an outsider and say Norfolk State.
Right.
Yeah.
Norfolk State.
My grandparents lived there for a short while, or close, but they're New Yorkers, so there's no way they were saying it correctly.
So what of this does not compute?
You're right.
Yeah. 855-212-4227. Greatest college football play of all time is the great debate. We're getting ready for the college football playoff, which kicks off Friday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Welcome back. Covered a lot of ground on this show today. The great debate is the greatest college football play of all time. You guys have been giving us some amazing ones. We've also covered how to lie to get out of a holiday party. We've also covered weirdest things you can eat, like Jerry Jones ate raccoon and squirrel brain.
I know, and we only have 7 minutes left, and we have to get to these greatest play ever calls, but I can't believe we didn't do the drone attack.
Attack is a little strong.
We touched is upon it? I told her to say that she got abducted by aliens, so we touched upon it.
We'll get into that maybe a little bit more tomorrow. Yes. It turns out that I am living directly under the flight pattern of every drone in New Jersey that's been making national news. It was a symphony outside my house last night. Andy is in Michigan. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, guys. Love your show. I've been in and out this morning, so apologize. But the best one, and if you guys had a great debate for best games of all time, this would be in my top three. Boise State in the 2007 Fiesta Bowl. Who doesn't love an underdog, right? The Statue of Liberty two-point play for the win.
Of course.
Let's hear it.
Boise State for the win. They hand it off to Johnson. Boise State has won the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. Can you believe it?
Amazing. Massive upset over Oklahoma. Wild. Andy, thank you for
Adrian
the...
Adrian Peterson's Oklahoma, too.
Great call. You know, and Adrian Peterson made an appearance in last week's great debate, right? Didn't we do the greatest?
Yeah, greatest Heisman snubs.
Yes. Andy, thank you for the call. And if, by the way, if like Andy, you're in and out sometimes, can't hear all the show, yeah. Maggie and Perloff podcast, perfect way to get caught up with the show and also the free Odyssey app.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to apologize if you miss parts of the show.
Totally should apologize. It's unforgivable.
You think we deserved that apology from Andy? I'm not so sure.
I mean, Andy missed Maggie not liking ice cream. Definitely need to apologize for that.
Yeah, that might be one of the Maggie takes we distance ourselves from.
That's a hot take. What?
Actually, cold.
Kevin is in San Antonio. Kevin, the greatest college football play of all time is what?
I think the best college football championship was 2005, Texas and USC. Oh, and yeah. And Vince Young ran in for a touchdown. We're crazy.
Let's hear it. Kevin, thank
you. 4th and 5, the national championship on the line right here.
He's going for the corner. He's got it. Vince Young scores.
Unreal play. Vince Young also snubbed for the Heisman. That he made it. Did he make the list last week?
He did. That was Pearl's pick. You know, no way he forgot. No way he remembered.
Vince Young, former Eagles quarterback.
Yeah, sure.
That I love that play because I couldn't believe, like, Texas, you don't think of them, they were underdog. I mean, that was a one-man Superman. That might be my favorite little college run of one player ever. Vince Young at Texas was great. I thought he was going to be fantastic in the pros. I kind of misread that. I'm still not totally sure why he wasn't better, but...
Yeah, a lot of things. We'll get into biggest busts. We'll do that another time. That'll be another great debate for today. It's the greatest college football plays of all time. Dominic is in San Francisco. Hey, Dom.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I doubt if you're going to have the clip for this. I'm still hazy on it. And it's funny because it involves Woody Hayes, but it's in the 70s, and I think Dwight Clark caught a touchdown pass for Clemson. And then somebody, I want to say Charlie Bauman, waved it in Woody Hayes' face. And Woody Hayes punched a college player around the head and neck, and that's it, career over. Not a glamorous play, but certainly newsworthy.
Yeah, Dominic, I don't know if it's greatest, most infamous.
I had no idea. Dwight Clark caught a touchdown on that play before Woody Hayes hit the guy? I honestly did not know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, the guy who he hit, I remember, that is Charlie Bowman, right? That was always the famous, the Clemson's Charlie Bowman. I remember always hearing that and Woody Hayes throwing a punch. We should do most infamous plays another time.
Definitely.
Because the Woody Hayes punch, obviously, along the same vein, you know, Bobby Knight, maybe we can come up with some other ones.
I saw that on the call screen where it said Dwight Clark catch. I'm like, got the wrong league, dude. That was NFL. But that made sense.
Can we also go to our... poll question for today, because I feel like I got no help on this from anybody. And, you know, I love you guys, but I really needed you today, and I feel like everyone kind of let me down, which is I needed a good lie to get out of a holiday party that did not involve saying somebody I know is sick or myself, because I don't like that. It's bad karma. And instead, I got nothing from you guys. EJ said, say I'm run down. I mean, it's a little vague.
I hated that one.
It's a little vague.
I have another.
But it's the leader in the clubhouse, because Manny said to say I got abducted by an alien. That's never going to hold water. And what did you say?
I have a family commitment. I'm sorry, I can't make it.
It's too vague.
Is it?
Well, if you want a complicated one, there's the aliens right there, right on top of your house in Jersey, lady.
I'm tired. I mean, come on, EJ.
Right now, the poll question up, what's the most effective way to lie? Be vague or include more details. 70% of you say be vague. One response says obtain public office.
Who do you think? Okay, of the four of us here, EJ, Manny, you and me, who's the best liar? See, we wouldn't know because they're lying.
I know. You think I'm the worst liar. You think you always know what I'm lying.
Only because you actually are a very honest person, so you're very forthcoming with me, so I do know when you're lying. I don't really have anything interesting enough to lie about, so I don't even know if I qualify. And EJ, you strike me as very honest, too.
Yeah, I have a terrible poker face, so I can't lie. That's my problem.
Yeah. Manny just doesn't even like feel like he cares enough to lie.
I don't think Manny would ever feel the need to lie.
Yeah.
What? The truth. Here it is.
Manny does spit a lot of truth out there.
Like, I also love lying.
Do you? So you might be the guy. He's the dangerous one.
And that's where we'll leave it today. Thank you to EJ Stewart. Thank you, Manny Rodriguez. To Chris Lopresti, to Andrew Kaplan, to Bud Elliott, who joined us. And, of course, the Weedos and the Coffee Drinkers. We're back with you tomorrow.